This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Joining you again. And just hours ago, we hear the news of the death of our friend, our teacher, our Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, rahimahullahu ta'ala. First and foremost, let me say that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept year, especially for you and I in the English-speaking world. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept it from him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor him amongst the righteous of his servants on the Day of Judgment and in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. As for his young family and his children, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them strength and patience through this difficult time. I met Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, rahimahullah, for the last time. Many months ago, he was in transit. And believe it or not, I just happened to be at the airport picking someone up. And I see this brother walking, and he's pushing a cart with luggage, and his family and his wife and children are with him. And I see him from a distance. And I go to him and I say, Salaamu Alaikum, we embraced, we talked for a bit. And I said, when will I see you again? He says, inshallah, soon. And that was the last time we saw each other. Not realizing, not even thinking along those lines. You just hope to see each other again and life continues. The last years ago, wanting to see how he could bring da'wah on social media. When we heard Facebook 20 years ago or 15 years ago, we were like, astaghfirullah. But no, you could actually use it for your benefit. And here we are, all the mashayikh, all the teachers, students, people like you and I, we're learning and we're benefiting. We're able to connect to knowledge and speakers from across the globe through this avenue. So I thank Allah, and I thank Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills his scales of good deeds and make that part of his scale outweigh any of the shortcomings and mistakes of his life, that we are all a testification to the efforts of this man. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunites us in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la with him and amongst the righteous. Allahumma ameen. Ayu al-Ahbab, where do we go from here? I don't know if some of you have noticed, maybe in the last few weeks, maybe for some of us in the last few years, have you noticed that the news of the passing of someone close to you, or someone within your circle, it's been sudden and tragic, and that news is happening more and more and more? Have you noticed this? And our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam actually asked Allah to protect him. He sought refuge in Allah from maut al-faj'a, sudden death. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sought refuge in Allah from sudden death. And it's been happening more and more common and more often. The question is, why? Why did Allah put those reminders in front of you and me? Why are we still alive, listening and seeing those reminders? What is it supposed to mean for you and I? So whether it be Sheikh Muhammad Sharif rahimahullah, or any one of our beloved friends and family, there's a couple of things that you have to internalize, you have to think about. When the reminder of death is knocking your front door every single week or day or year or month, it's knocking your door, reminding you, I'm here. Number one, Allah tells us in the Quran, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونَ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Wherever you are, death is going to creep and find you. It's going to crawl behind you. Yudrik from Daraka means that it's gradually and slowly going to find its way and creep up to you when you least expect it. This is something that Allah reminds us in the Quran. So take the reminder that no matter what we do, no matter what mood we're in, no matter where we are, death is inevitable and it will find us. You know, that's understood, but it's a whole nother story when the reality of death strikes you when you least expect it. When you least expect it. No health issues. You're not at the wrong place at the wrong time. You're just going about your daily routine. And subhanAllah, it was the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for you. May Allah azza wa jal give us strength. Here's number two. These reminders of death is actually a part of our iman. In Islam, we are constantly told in the Quran and Sunnah to think about death. As a matter of fact, listen to this ayah. There are similar verses in surah in the Quran, in other surahs. Listen to it. Allah says in Surah Yunus, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِّن دِينِي فَلَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. Listen to it. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is told by Allah, go tell the people, all of mankind. So he is talking to us as well. If you still have a doubt whether Islam is the true and final religion, that Allah is the one and only deity worthy of worship, if you still have these kind of questions and doubts in you, the Prophet ﷺ is saying to everyone, I don't worship the deities you worship. Rather, I worship Allah. Listen to how he describes Allah. He says, I worship Allah, الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ, that causes you to die. That's the thing that the Prophet ﷺ is commanded to say to people who are still wishy-washy or not sure which path to be on, remember that Allah is the one that causes you to die. And you have these reminders all throughout the Quran. The one that will cause you to die. Every soul shall taste death. Death is inevitable. We have endless amount of hadith. So there is one more lesson behind these reminders that I will conclude with in the second part of the khutbah. Brothers and sisters, we don't know if this is the last Jum'ah. Just let that sink in for a minute. I don't know if what I'm saying to you is my last words to you as a khatib. You don't know that what you're listening to and what brought you here today, whether it be a khutbah or to meet somebody or to whatever your intention was, but you're here and you're listening to this in 2022, in this day and age, and that perhaps whatever you listen to and you interact with today, this is your last Jum'ah on this planet. I don't know how else to further explain what that should mean to all of us, but we should all take a quick moment, pray, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our time and bless our efforts, that whatever it is that we're doing, that we do more of that that is righteous, that is acceptable to Him, and any of our weaknesses, our mistakes, our problems, our shortcomings, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and forgive me, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَرِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن والاه أما بعد. Here is the third lesson that at least I've been thinking about the more and more news of the passing of someone is being reminded to me. I started thinking about the death of Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه. We all know he died in Medina and he was assassinated and it was Salat al-Fajr. And he was in sujood. And the person responsible for his death, when he took the life of Umar radiallahu anh, didn't happen immediately. He suffered the wounds as a result, and he had to cut his salah. Umar ibn al-Khattab couldn't continue his prayer. And the moment that, you know, he kind of held himself together, he had a bit of consciousness left, the first thing on his mind was to tell the companion right behind him, lead the Fajr prayer and complete it. That's the first thing on his mind. And so one of the companions went ahead, read Surah Al-Kawthar, and finished the Salat Al-Fajr. Then time progressed. As Umar was sitting in front of his son, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he passed out for some time until sunrise. And when he regained consciousness, the first thing on his mind is he recites a verse of the Quran. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدْرًا مَقْدُورًا. That's the first ayah that it was always the command of Allah, which is what was His will and His qadr upon me and upon everything else. He reminded himself of an ayah of the Quran. Then he started to ask about this person, and Aisha radiallahu anha asking her permission if he could have the spot closest to her father, Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's seeking permission because he's thinking about what position physically he wants to be now, preparing himself to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the things on his mind, and he's now buried next to the man he tried to assassinate. Allah gave him the most honorable burial site on this planet. This was Umar radiallahu anhu. And I start thinking about and saying to myself, you don't know what your tomorrow will be. So all of us here who have relationship problems, you have issues that are lingering on between friends and families, you don't have time for these things to linger on. You don't have time. Time is not on your side or mine. So you have to come to the realization, if this is your last Friday, we don't even know if we will see Salatul Asr. Think about it. Whatever time you prayed Fajr, if you prayed it on time, alhamdulillah, but if you didn't, is that the last Fajr you're going to give Allah? Think about these things. The relationships, do what you can. Allah is not asking you and I to perform miracles. Whatever is beyond your control is beyond your control. Cleanse here, purify your actions, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us all in righteous deeds. Increase us in the recitation of the Quran, in our prayers, in our intentions. May Allah azza wa jalla increase us in charity and ibadat. Allahumma ameen. We conclude and send peace and blessings to our Rasul, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, kama amarana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili, inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم إننا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى Allahumma innana nas'aluka al-huda wa-t-tuqa wa-l-afafa wa-l-ghina. And we make dua for our dear Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif. Allahumma aghfir lahu warhamhu. Allahumma wassi' qabrahu. Waj'al qabrahu rawdatan min riyad al-jannah. Wa la taj'alha hufratan min hufar an-nar. Allahumma adkhilhu fi jannatik ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma adkhilhu fi jannatik ya akram al-akramin. Allahumma adkhilhu fi jannat al-firdaus al-a'la ya rabb al-alamin. اللهم تقبل هذا الدعاء اللهم تقبل هذا الدعاء سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقم السلام
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي